This is going to sound a little bit crazy or conspiracy theorist, but whatever. My mind goes to some of the furthest places sometimes, and I just have to bring it back from time to time. My recent would-be epiphany kind of complements the fact that academic expression of Earth, you know, educational avatar reality training habitat. And when I think about that, and I think about how, you know, they really are trying to inject 5G, and having already talking about how the 5G network is bad and really just kills plant life and reprograms the body. Then I talk about how you're reprogramming your whole DNA by getting vaccinated, and every time you get a booster shot, you're pretty much updating the program, the nanobytes, whatever you want to call it, like you're updating a cell phone. Okay, so you go back, you get updated, you go back, you get updated. Then now they're running cables pretty much throughout all of major tri-city areas. Pretty much, have you noticed that all the cities have construction with cables being around underneath them? It's for a reason. So imagine the Earth being a giant circuit board, you know, like a computer board, okay? So if you have the land and all the major cities pretty much as a construct, you can make it into like a computer board. They have crystals on this planet that pretty much generate electricity. With all the copper wiring we're putting around crystals, you get negative ions. So if you can pull negative ions out of the air or make it power pretty much anything you want, given it a certain direction, the possibilities are endless. So in my mind, I was just thinking like, everyone's getting vaccinated, everyone's getting these booster shots, that's pretty much updating the program. They're running cables all over the place, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much getting all the hard wiring in, like most computers does. Then you're getting the wireless communication by updating it from one service to the next at a progressive rate over the last, 10, 15 years? Then you got a lot of scientists showing the results of the wireless waves and so forth. How they omit radiation, even when there's a collective amount of them, especially when there's a collective amount of them. When you have a high concentration of cell phones in a gathered area, that's a high concentration of radioactivity, to where, depending on the sensitivity of the body, you will be having effects pretty much, if not instantly, within a longer time of exposure. So that's one thing that's been like just blowing my mind more and more. And so it's kind of like thinking like, is this the reason why they keep trying to like populate more and more people in condensed areas, like stack them up high as opposed to spread them out, so that way you can have more and more condensed actual areas of radioactivity, or actual condensed areas of energy, or even both spiritual or physical energy manifested by the human body in motion. So all these things have been just bouncing back and forth in my mind lately, because I've been just doing a lot of deep thinking, and I don't really know how to express it. So I'm just putting it out there now, because if I don't, I'll wind up forgetting. But for the most part, it just seems like I'm seeing a movie play out before me, and yet I don't really want to know who's all going to be the main actors and actresses. Who's going to be the surviving ones and who's going to be not? It seems like there are so many things happening at once. The rest of the world is too busy looking at the most immediate thing they feel is giving them gratification, as opposed to a reality of appreciation inside that's making you realize that, hold on, something bigger is going on, and no one is talking about it. No one's putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Or if they are, they're being silenced quicker than they can actually get people to be motivated, to be aroused by the motion of it. Perhaps I'm just talking out of my ass, perhaps I'm just feeling some unworldly energy right now, but this just all happened within the last 30 minutes to an hour. Just hearing about things that are being discovered in different places, things that are being discovered in different parts of our own United States, but that's not really being united because the news would be known in a way that people would be not so divided, right? Yeah, okay. So, moving forward, it seems like there needs to be more accountability to the fact that disharmony is at an all-time fucking high. And if something doesn't happen soon to bring the spiritually in tune together, the shattering is going to be devastating. Because it's going to start with what we hold nearest and dear to us, then it's going to just fracture out like a heavy object on thin ice. And I, for one, am terrified for those who aren't built for these kind of upcoming conditions, who aren't built for these conflicts. Because when it comes down to the realness of the question, are you going to be in the light or are you going to be in the dark? Are you going to walk the path of passions and pleasures, or are you going to walk the path of hard times and not so sweet weathers? It's going to be a different opportunity for everyone to see something different in themselves. I, for one, am ready. And I will, and I feel and I believe that there are those who are ready. But it's not the feeling that I have for those who are ready that I'm worried and concerned about. It's the feeling that I have for those who are ready, who concern themselves with those too much who are not, and do not know how to detach themselves before the weight gets too heavy and they pull down someone else. That is the opportunity for loss. At this point, I'm just saying what's going through my head out loud because I feel like it needs to be said. You know, I read a good sign when I went to someone's house recently, and it said, "How do you spell love?" And it says, "You don't spell it, you feel it." And I was really taken aback by that. Because even as I still ask people questions, a simple question like, "What's one thing you wish people knew about you?" One lady responded that she is not the mask she wears. You know, she appears to be all bubbly, she appears to be, you know, all well put together, but she's not. And I felt that, and I knew she meant it by every word she chose, by every vibration emitted out of her mouth with the words she spoke, from every action that was on her face, even though she wore a mask. I felt it. And it talks about how I spoke about when you have to wear so many layers to where you lose yourself, to where your avatar has an avatar. And now you don't know what part of you, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, or the muscle memory is just doing the repetitive things you're used to. It's controlling you, who you are, what you are as a being. What's really controlling you? What's really giving you the insight in front of you? What perspectives is really motivating you to see what you want to see? What's controlling you? So when we have all these damn layers on, when I ask people these questions and I see this and I feel this and I realize this, there are certain things I have to tell myself and dismiss because I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want to shatter the reality. But at the same time, I don't want to see someone drowning and I know I can help. I don't want to see someone wandering in the dark when I know I have a light. I don't want to see someone drowning of knowledge, of lack thereof knowledge, when I have the water of insight. The water perspective. So I pick and choose my battles. I pick and choose my words. I pick and choose my opportunities to say what needs to be said or say nothing and go unheard. But at this point in my life and at this point in this time, there's no more for that. There's no more for that. There's no more for that for anybody. Any one person with a passion behind the heart that beats needs to say the words they seek. Otherwise, why keep walking around with the eyes in your face if you're not going to see what the hell you're walking into? Or see what's guiding you? Or misguiding you? We can no longer allow ourselves to be stupid, blind, deaf, and dumb. Come on now. That's too easy. And if one thing we do know inside of us, we're not fucking easy. We've been uncomfortable for so long. What is easy? Hell, even giving sleep ain't easy. Getting rest ain't easy. Relaxation ain't easy. So what is easy? Easy to me is just a lesser level of difficulty, which gives a person a lack of perspective and finding a solution for the opportunity. So I don't find every shit easy. I like things to be a little bit difficult. But once I figure it out, I know that I can help somebody else not to have to go through it. But that's just me. And I do this out of a passion. Because I really want people to know that there is something out there that is greater than all of us. But right now, they're putting on more and more layers in front of us till we can't see shit anymore. Even the reflections are distorted. Mind over matter. Mind over matter. That's something that's not really known a lot about, mindfulness, really. But mind over matter is something I take pretty serious. Because if you don't mind, it don't matter. Because once you put more mind into something that does not matter, it becomes a matter to the mind, to where you can physically feel it in your present time. And is that something we really want? Is to manifest matter into our own mind that need not be there? Like, I don't know, stress, as they call it, anxiety, as they call it, depression, reclusiveness, you know, all kind of shit that we just project on ourselves in the form of matter that's not physically, tangibly there, but in our mind it is, therefore becoming a matter in the sense of you manifesting it. Why? I can see that in a form of imagination, yes. Creativity, yes. This is how we have some of the most beautiful, elegant forms of art and song and dance. We have beautiful forms of rituals, beautiful forms of even dressing, and what is another one? Yes, the modification of just simple makeup and appearance due to rituals and dance. So we have that naturally. We don't need to take it to the extreme to where it becomes a whole personality. See, sometimes I have too many thoughts to myself and I wonder if I'm just projecting what I feel from someone else who don't know how to represent themselves as far as articulating what they feel when someone else sees them. Or am I just going through a whole moment of just thinking too far into things? Regardless. Oh, it's cold outside. Regardless, I would like just for people to know that allowing yourself to be open to see yourself better then your past versions will open the possibilities of unannounced validations from yourself to yourself. So from your current self to your past self, validation of the strength and perseverance that is attained through current perspective of those accomplishments. Now that's going to be a lot for some people to make sense of, but to each their own, and I'll be more than happy to give you a more deeper understanding. But that was just something that just dawned on me, I guess you can say. And I felt the need to articulate that, so I did. Whew, all right. So we are here. Let's see how this one turns out. Mm-hmm.